this emanated prominent, and when I was down there one day last year, I would be very into angling, and I was doing along that stretch, and I saw three people emerging from a camper van that was parked up in the car park, and they, as they were running down towards the beach, they were stripping off them, and they eventually got the edge of the water, and they plunged in, swam out of it. Now, I would be fairly familiar with that stretch of water. It's notoriously dangerous because there's a very narrow exit out into the Atlantic from Tribeca Bay, so there is a very strong outgoing and incoming current there depending on the tide. So I headed down towards them, I waved at them and I asked them to come out of the water, and when they came out I explained them, I actually showed them there was a seagull out on the water, and I showed them how fast that it was actually travelling in the current, and I explained them that it was a very dangerous place to actually go to swimming. So they came out, and I was glad that they did come out because, as I say, it can be a pretty treacherous place. When I was making my way back up to the car, I noticed that there was no actual signage that pertained to the dangers of the strong currents and the channel. So I contacted Donegal County Council, and they put me on to somebody in I think it comes under environment, and they were to source signage. Now, that's why I raised the question at the last council meeting, because I don't actually know if that signage has been erected. And when I spoke to Matthew Byrne and asked him the question, Matthew also didn't know. So I asked him to, if they could check and come back to me on that.
And thankfully on that occasion, you were able to intervene and get the people out of the water, but that would have been a completely different story if nobody was around to advise those who aren't from the area of the dangers.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, I couldn't emphasise how treacherous it is for anybody who would be unfamiliar. Now, at ebb tide, or whenever the tide is slack, it would look sort of fairly okay. But once you either have an incoming or an outgoing tide, and the current increases, it's absolutely tremendously dangerous.